Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
There's some bad news if you like to binge watch your TV shows now.
What's that, Casey? I know.
What is it?
I know you do. That's why I'm asking you about it.
I thought you were going to tell me.
Oh. No. Well, I'm asking you about it.
I don't know.
See, I binge watched a couple of shows. I remember a couple of years ago, I guess it was, Scandal was all the rage, and I was behind. So over Christmas break, I binge watched Scandal, thinking, okay, I caught up before I came back from Christmas break. But then it was the stinking Olympics, and Scandal was delayed. And by the time Scandal came back, I didn't care anymore.
Right.
It didn't hook me in.
What defines binge watching?
When you just sit?
No. Just, is there a certain number of episodes?
Oh.
I don't know.
Man, I would say like five.
Just a lot.
Yeah. Back to back.
Yeah.
So now you're going to have to binge watch Empire, right? Because you haven't been really watching that.
I have six on DVR.
Yeah, you are missing out.
And see, like Downton Abbey, I think I'm not an addictive person. At first, I get really excited, like Downton Abbey.
Right.
I watched the first three with my life. I tried to binge watch. I'm talking about people who sit in their apartment or their bedroom all weekend long, and they do nothing but binge watch.
I don't think
well, there is a new research out of the University of Texas at Austin that says that is a sign of depression.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Because, I mean, that's...
Well, then I've been depressed, like, every weekend for 10 years.
Well, is that all you do is you just sit home and don't leave and you're binge watching?
It makes me happy, though, I feel.
I've done it with a handful of shows. I've done it the first season of Breaking Bad because then I watched it, every week it came on. But the first season of Breaking Bad, I watched in a... I mean, it was crazy, but I had to leave for work because we had to go to New York for work. And I'm watching it on the airplane. My computer's dying. I'm borrowing chargers. Like, I was addicted. Any downtime I had, I was watching it. Hmm. Yeah.
I feel like I would get depressed when I would watch it, and it was Breaking Bad. And I would end up watching it till like 4 in the morning.
Yep.
And then I would realize, oh, my, it's 4 in the morning.
Right.
Well, my kids are going to wake up in like an hour.
They're not saying that the act of binge watching makes you depressed, but... Binge watching is a sign of depression. You see what I'm saying? Doing it doesn't make you depressed, but because you're depressed, you won't go out and socialize, so you live these vicarious lives through these characters you binge watch on TV.
You're probably not being active that weekend.
Right. Yeah.
You know, over the holidays, I stayed in for two straight days and watched Netflix, and I felt terrible about myself because I was eating Cheetos, and I didn't exercise, and I didn't even want to walk my dog. It was.
Yeah.
I wasn't depressed, but it sucks you in.
Yeah,
I know. Well, let's get away from depressing. Let's go to the...
Well, I gotta get drunk,
the people that like to party.
There you go. Now, what you got?
If you want to drink in public, there's a cool new invention. There's a Kickstarter. It's called the Cool Baby.
The Cool Baby?
Yeah, it's a fake baby whose head you can drink out of.
You drink out of the baby?
It's a fake baby flask.
A baby flask?
Yeah,
it's a huge
like a
flask.
Baby?
Oh, huge. It looks like Carlos from The Hangover.
Oh, boy.
Or also it looks like the American Sniper baby that they had in the movie.
Yeah.
So you drink.
And you could put it in like a baby Bjorn and just have the head sitting right there and you could just kind
of. So instead of like walking down the street with your chin on top of the baby like some parents do when they're carrying the baby in front of them, you're actually sipping out of a sippy straw?
You could do that. You could put a straw or you could just tilt the baby a little bit. It's made out of foam rubber. It'll insulate your drink and ensure that you're horrifying everybody around you as you walk around
that
drunk with a baby.
Gross. Is anybody contributing to this?
You can swivel its head around its body.
Oh, my God.
So it's an exorcist baby.
Yeah. The mouthpiece is hidden in the ice blue cap. They're trying to raise $70,000, Kelly, on Kickstarter within the next 8 days. So far, only $11,000.
So,
I can't believe they got $11,000.
So... What do you mean you can't believe?
What's
ridiculous
wrong with a regular flask? Aren't you alcoholic enough with a regular flask on your person at all times?
Do you need to drink? You need to fake drink out of a fake baby.
So, if you could please donate, even if it's just $2.
No, don't encourage that.
To the baby flask.
Help the alcoholic.
And that's the best name they could come up with?
So that single men everywhere could go hit on single mommies while drinking at the park. We would really appreciate it.
That's funny.
Where will it end?
Not even a good name.
The Cool Baby?
Yes.
What's cooler than a baby you can drink?
I don't know. The Newbie Boozy?
Yeah.
The creator thinks it'll hack into baby culture. So you can walk into packs of people with strollers and the babies and blend in with them. People
are, why would you want to?
I would be scared. It's like someone with a bomb, because I'm watching so many Homelands. That's what people do. See? They put they have like strap fake babies that are bombs. That's what I'm scared about.
You know, babies can fly for free, so you could sneak your baby on the plane.
It's liquid.
You think that'd make it through X-ray?
You can't have 3.4 more than 3.4 ounces.
You're gonna scan a baby through you don't put it on the belt. You carry it through the metal detector.
Can you still get scanned?
Through the metal detector, you just put a little blanket on my baby.
You don't think it would show this liquid sloshing around?
And my baby had a lot of...
Are they just going to be like, that baby needs
my baby got a waterhead.
Oh, they used to call me that when I was growing up.
Yeah. I know.
Waterhead.
Yeah. It's like, what's the difference between... Like, it's like basically having like fake boobs, but it's a fake baby.
Okay, so why don't we just do fake boobs filled with booze?
That's my idea.
Boozy boobies.
Oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Well,
fill that up every morning.
You know the chick at Cutlets.
Uh-huh.
So you start off the morning as a double D, and as you drink down, by the end of the day, you may be a nice full B.
Yeah.
So it changes from what? She's a 10 at 2 and a 2 at 10.
Exactly.
Right, so she's like, what, a double D at 10 and a
B?
Yeah.
Kelly, somebody apparently already thought of your idea. It's called the wine rack.
Thank you.
And it's bagged wine as boobs.
It's going to be hot wine because your body heats it up.
I'm sure you can insulate it.
I bet that is some high class.
Isn't that cool?
Oh my God.
What?
Like so off topic. I'm going to go get my concealed handgun license. You know that, right?
No, you're not. And you're
Let's not keep it
in your bra holster. If
that's what I'm
going to
tell
up.
You, Jenna. This woman over New Year's Eve, I don't know why she's just now making the paper. I read it yesterday in the paper. I read it online.
Yeah, you don't
anyway,
get the paper.
It's like
paper.
USA Today online.
It's in the paper.
She had a bra holster.
Yeah.
Dang right.
Where you keep it right there, you know, in your cleavage, basically. And it wasn't comfortable, wasn't fitting her right. So she was trying to adjust it. The gun went off. Shot her, like, right between the eyes. She's dead.
No.
She was bending down, looking down to adjust it.
But wait a minute. If it's in a holster, it was facing up?
Yeah.
She was obviously...
You're doing it wrong.
Not... a gun safety expert like I will be after I take my course.
I'm going Sunday.
You keep it your purse. No, I'm going to the gun range tomorrow. Then I read about this.
Are you getting certified, though?
No, I'm just going to shoot.
I'm going to get my... I'm going to be packing
heat. I'm not, because... And I don't even... I've shot guns before. I don't trust myself. Do you know how long... I always say this. If an intruder or if some rapist
crazy
came
dude.
Up to me in a parking lot and was going to shove me in his car, I'd have to put my giant purse so full of junk I can't even find my car keys. I'd be like, hold up a minute. And put my purse down just so I could dig through to find my gun.
We have to put it on the side or something. I'm sure they have
something. I'm not wearing it.
Well, you would need a concealed handgun license for that.
My girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My girlfriend got me the handgun class concealed for Valentine's Day.
See? That's
my wife
love.
Got me that, too.
And
for love for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
And so
she told me we need to get diapers, milk, and a gun.
So I'm going Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going a couple weeks in March.
She got me that, like, in a Valentine's Day card. Hey, baby, love you, blah, blah, blah. And so I open up this email, and it said conceal handgun class or whatever. And it's like 4 hours, 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, mine's longer than that. I go from like 8 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think.
It's important, I'll tell you, because when I just go to the range to shoot for fun, they'll just, I mean, they're real loose about it. And so.
Really?
So
listen to us. We're going to be having guns.
Yeah, they're like, have you done any
what
drugs?
Is
have
going
you,
on
you,
here?
Do you have a felony? Have you done any drugs? Okay, this is how you load it, cock it, go. I'm like, what?
My gun day is March 14th.
That's your gun
day?
That's
when I could get in. Because I have to go, you know.
Gun-toting Kelly over there.
Wow.
I don't like that, Kelly.
I don't either.
A show that shoots together, stays together.
I don't know if you should be carrying a gun around.
Why not?
Let's just go for fun in the safe environment and then leave the guns there.
Sunday gun day.
Somebody dare step to me.
By the way,
bring the heat.
Kelly's staring at her day planner so she could look at which day is her gun day.
I just hit him with your day planner. Shoot him. Just hit him with your
day planner. Kelly forgets her day planner. Imagine what she's going to do with the gun.
Right.
Kelly, you got to get the Alzheimer's figured out first.
I had to move my appointment. My Alzheimer's appointment is on
It's not an Alzheimer's.
I go for the, thank goodness I'm doing that before I go to the gun range.
She can't remember anything. She
I wrote it down.
Done.
I'm going March 7th to get my mind checked.
To get your mind
checked? A week before her gun appointment.
Kelly's going to forget.
I wrote it down.
I know.
So
you're going to forget to read it.
Does Tinder Bear know about this side of you?
I'm sure he's listening.
Gun-toting.
And,
What's up, Tinder Boy?
Tonight's the night.
Yeah, we have a date tonight.
What's his name, Tinder Bear?
Tinder Bear. I hate that, but what am I going to call him?
What are you guys going? Dinner?
Yeah.
Movie?
Where are you going? I'm going to dinner. Not a movie, I really hope we go to the same place.
Back to the...
I guarantee you we're not.
back to the Raspberry Manor, maybe?
Maybe.
Whoa!
Well, he's picking me up, so we got to end up back there.
Okay.
Kids are gone, smart. No curfew.
Yeah.
Smart.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
I turn on my mic so I can talk.
Kelly, we weren't even back in your room talking.
What do you want to say, Kelly?
I said, but I got a date with a straight one tonight. That's what I wanted to
there,
say.
Yeah, oh. You got
That's
it
what
in.
I wanted to say. Nobody turns my mic on.
Save your mic that, is turned on when we're back.
In my world, I was back.
Okay, well, so you back. Got a date tonight. We'll get to your date here in just a second.
Yeah. Hey, hold on, we got to there we go. I Have a Dream Week has turned into I Have a Dream Month.
Maybe I Have a Dream Year.
It might become. We have so many cool letters from people and so many cool dreams that we want to help come true. Yeah. It started off on MLK Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we've continued with, we had a lady get a dog for her husband who served in the military.
Service
because
right? dog?
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder.
We had a lady that got Botox shots, injections in her hands, I guess.
Yeah, because her hands she was, and feet because she couldn't wear heels.
A sweater.
We had a woman who wants to recreate the Ed Sheeran Thinking Out Loud video with her husband because she used to dance all the time, and they do a really nice ballroom dance in that video, so we're helping them recreate that. They're going through lessons right now.
Basically, no dream too big, too small.
No.
We sent a man to the top of the mountain.
We've done
Literally.
In vitro. We've helped a woman create life.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we doing today? What are we doing today?
Today, we have Brandon Tommy in here. Is that right?
That's right.
Hey, Brandon.
Tommy. What's
Brandon
up? Welcome to Kid Nation, my brother.
Thank you.
How old are you? You're a young fella.
I'm 20.
20.
I'll be 21 in 2 months, exactly today.
So what are you going to do for your 21st birthday?
I have no clue. I know my brother-in-law was talking about going to Big Al's Bar. But
why not?
Exactly.
There you go.
Well, we got a letter from you, Brandon. Do you mind if we read it?
Yeah, sure.
Actually, Kelly's going to read it.
I got it, yeah. Dear Kid Kranick Morning Show, I have a dream to be a radio DJ because I have always loved music. I love to talk, and y'all make it seem so much fun. I love to listen to the Kid Kranick Morning Show. I was on my high school radio station, the one here, 88.5. Is that it?
Yeah, 88.5.
Mr. Kelly. Bass. I love that station. You get to hear all the high school kids be DJs and
really?
Do PSAs. Yeah, it's fun. It's on 88.5.
Okay.
Anyway, I am a radio, television, film major in college, and I also just got a position on my college radio station. Please help me get started with my dream and potential career. Signed, Brandon.
You want to become a radio personality?
I do.
What would be your dream? Do you want to do mornings? Do you want to do middays, afternoons, nights?
I have no clue. I'm not like, I don't get up too easily, but I can, but I'd really do anything. It really doesn't.
You want to work.
Exactly.
You strike me right now with your look and the way you have been delivering your words as a night guy.
Night, yep.
Yeah, because you got the look. A lot of the young girls like the night guy. Kelly, you fell in love with the night guy when you were in high school.
It's very painful to remember that, but yes, I did.
So you would strike me as somebody who could get going during nighttime.
Yeah.
But his energy is low, so he'd have to be like smooth,
well, right now
listening.
Yeah, me too. I'm really more of a night personality.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right.
Well, let's hear what Brandon sounds like on the radio, because we have a clip of Brandon actually doing his show.
Is this your college or your high school show?
It's college, I think.
Yeah, it is college.
It's college.
Okay. It is college. All right, Shannon, play Brandon's clip.
Yeah, see?
This is KNTU The One. That was Teddy Edwards with the piece I Hear a Rhapsody. With Teddy on the tenor sax, Amos Trice on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Before that, before that was the track that It's the Same Thing Everywhere, performed by the Uptown Vocal Jazz Quartet, featuring with soprano vocalist Holly Shockey, alto vocalist Jenny Carr, tenor vocalist Robert McBride, bass vocalist...
Yeah.
And Senyat.
Yeah.
Richie Cole, the alto sax. Steve Herbin.
Oh, sorry.
Steve Herberman on guitar. Alan Blackman on piano. Maz Murray on bass.
Wow.
And Frank Russo on the drums.
They make you list everybody, huh?
I'm glad they saw one performed by an orchestra.
If we had to do that, this is Nicki Minaj. Her producer was this. The bassist was this.
The writer was.
Oh, my God. But you know what? This is a good thing you need to know. We all sounded just like that when we started.
Yeah. And you're just learning to talk, basically, on the radio.
A lot of people getting your nerves out.
A lot of people think that this is an easy job.
Oh yeah,
and but it's not, right?
It's not at all.
We all started somewhere, and we do not sound.
Hey, you guys just go in and talk.
We have to feel sorry for him.
He has to read all that.
First, they make you read all that.
I mean, they say they would rather you name the names than like the album and stuff. So that was probably the worst one I've ever done because
it's fine.
The Uptown Vote had everybody on there. Usually they just have like three or four, maybe five, but that had like at least six, eight, one of those.
There's got to be a way for you to make that more unique and your spin on it. Like it's a jazz show, right? Or something
like that.
Yeah,
it's all jazz.
But if you would approach it like with a rock star mentality and make, you know what I'm saying? Because jazz, come on.
Come on. It's hard to make jazz sound hip.
But he could. That could be his niche, like where he could pop it up and make it,
like,
you know,
little Harry
higher
Connick
energy.
Jr.
Right.
And not in the list all them. There's got to be a bit. We got to knock our heads together on that.
It reminds me of a famous DJ that was once in a movie. You know, the
a
way
jazz
you.
Jazz DJ?
Yeah, the way you delivered that.
Man,
I wonder what it was.
We're laying it down with the smooth sound of Satin Jazz on WNOJ. Tonight's the night to visit those crazy clubs around town, you know, where you can hear the latest and greatest talent on the jazz scene.
Oh, yeah.
Now, some of the talent we'll be checking out tonight is there because of one man's...
All right, that's pretty good. That's Big Al Mack in the movie The Riff. Big blockbuster.
You hear how comfortable he was in himself?
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to get you comfortable in front of the microphone. Mm-hmm. They want you to get comfortable in front of the microphone before you can... showcase your personality. We do have another clip of Brandon on the radio.
Okay.
That we would like to display.
You're on KNTU, The One.
Yeah.
That was the 1 o'clock lab band performing the tune Blues for Gabe. And starting the hour was the track Rhythm Changers, played by John DeVersa, featuring DeVersa on trumpet, Robbie Marshall on tenor sax, Tommy King on piano, Gene Coy on the drums, and Bob Mincer on clarinet. This is 88.1 FM.
Much better. Shorter there.
Reaper.
Yeah. Yeah. There
you know,
you go.
His, he should have some shtick. Like, after he does that, he's like, knock, knock. You know? Something. Like one of JC's jokes. I'm trying to get, you got to get an identity. Like, that's your thing.
Right.
You
know? Right. He needs, like, just like the snare. Like
Say, here's a piece of trivia for you, jazz
There you
fans.
Go. There you go. Some jazz trivia. That might not be bad.
Do you have freedom to do stuff like that, or are you pretty restricted?
You gotta basically go with kind of what they have there. I mean, you can kind of add a little things, but not too big.
Well, what if you go
to... Forget the jazz stuff, because we're going to train you and help you become a top 40 DJ.
Oh.
You know, because that's what you look like. You don't look like a jazz dude. You know, you look like a top 40 guy.
Yeah, but they beat your energy down with all that jazz.
Yeah. First of all, if you're going to be doing top 40 radio, you need to hype it up. You need to, I'm cool. I'm ready to party at all times. Let's go. Okay?
Yeah.
And
just like Al.
Yeah. Just like Big Al, man.
Cool, ready to party at all times.
Especially if you're going to be doing nights, because usually when you're getting going in radio, you usually start nights and sometimes work your way to afternoon drive.
I thought nights was the prime time. In my world, it was.
Oh, afternoon drive is prime time.
Well,
morning.
You know, you get all the hotties if you're a nighttime DJ, and all that's what Brandon's about.
Well,
Come on.
Yeah, but once you get into your career a little bit later, do you want to do afternoon drive? It's like morning drive.
This is the thing to keep in mind when we give you these things you're about to read, Brandon, because I have the same kind of cadence when I speak, and that was a big issue I had was I can sound too low energy, even though that's just the way I talk. So people are like, you got to put on a radio voice. And I felt very cheesy because it's not a radio voice. It's more just energy when
you're
talking instead of my natural way to talk. So you're going to sound cheesy.
Okay. You speak with a smile. Be high energy. We're going to give you a couple things to read here, okay? Because if you're going to be working on the radio, you're going to have to do some weather forecast.
All right.
All right? So pick up your sheet.
Oh, you're making him cold read?
Yeah.
Y'all are so mean.
It's training, Kelly.
Right.
We're going through the boot camp here.
OJT, on
weather.
The job.
Yeah,
training.
Weather. Do we have like a cool hit bed, Shannon?
No.
Let's go.
Hey, it's Brandon with your Metropolis City weather forecast. Grab your coat today because although the high is expected to reach 42, thanks to wind chill, it'll feel it's only 36. Tonight, expect highs in the low 30s. It's 24 degrees right now.
Okay, that was written poorly, so I would like to apologize for that.
Kelly would like
you
to
apologize.
You
don't have highs at night.
I didn't write it. Why are you yelling at me? You have lows at night. You have lows at night.
Typically, you have lows at night.
From weather to traffic.
All right,
let's do a traffic read.
Let's go to Brandon with our traffic update.
Oh.
It's your 7 Premium Spring Water Traffic Report. If you're headed downtown this morning, you're going to want to avoid the intersection of Batman and Robin. There's a 3-car accident that emergency workers are still trying to clear up. If you're headed southbound to Joker Freeway, you're going to have to exit just before Catwoman Turnpike due to the overturned 18-wheeler. Road crews are cleaning up 2 tons of kitty litter. That's supposed to take until at least noon today. Take an alternate route if you can. This traffic report was brought to you by 7 Premium Spring Water in It's Canadian.
Yes, it is, Brandon. Right.
You know what?
Pretty good.
You did that traffic. Maybe traffic is your calling.
Yeah, and you know what? Brandon, you did so well with traffic, we're going to promote you.
Okay.
Sweet.
To a show now. So you're doing your own show.
All right.
We'll go to the next sheet. You're going to be nailing the post now.
Oh, have you ever had to do this before?
I don't.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Nailing the post.
Basically, you're talking over the intro of the song, but you want to stop as soon as the vocals on the song start.
Right. Yeah, when I was in KUM, we tried to do that a couple times.
Nailing the post is a fun and hard game.
It's a little bit tougher right now for you because usually we have a computer in front of us that shows us right when the song is going to hit the post.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, this is boot camp. You know, sometimes those computers go out, Brandon, and you got to work your magic, you know? So here we go. Brandon, you have your own show now. You're about to play a song. Nail the post.
Maroon 5 just kicked off a tour that's here in the States until April. Here they are now with their new one. It's Sugar on Kelly FM.
Nice. Hey, hit the post, though.
Close.
All right. A little struggle, but you still hit the post.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks, man. Okay. We have another song for you to intro here,
it's a
Brandon.
Longer one.
And this is a hype song.
Okay.
Remember, when a song's playing, you got to give your energy the same kind of energy that the song's giving
you.
You
got to
bring
his energy up.
What do you want to get
jump
your energy
up? And down.
Up?
You got to like
Brandon,
change
gotta,
your state.
Gotta, like, you should when you start doing a break,
yeah,
jump up and down and give me a couple.
Change
woo!
State.
Woo!
There
woo!
You go.
Woo!
Yes.
Are you high,
yes.
Brandon? Are you
ready?
High?
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, watch the difference.
Let's go.
All right.
Go high.
Want to be a part of King's Landing Hottest Hunkiest Hot Dog Eating Contest? You better log on our website and enter now. HottieHotDogEater.com. You could be the hottest hot dog champ on the city, so sign up now.
Nice.
Coming up is Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars and Uptown Funk.
Let's go!
See, you would have filled.
You got to fill.
Yeah. Right. Because you came in short, so once you learn,
still good, though.
You fill in that blank.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it again. Let's give you another shot at it. You're still hyped up, and if you still have a little bit left, you can feel it.
Give it
a little. Here's
you slow it down a little bit, and then you fill if you have some more time.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
All right, let's go. Let's try it again.
Want to be a part of King Landing Hottest, Hunkiest Hot Dog Eating Contest? You better log on to our website and enter now. HottieHotDogEater.com. You could be the hottest hot dog champ of the city. So sign up now. Here's Bruno Mars.
On Kelly FM, let's go.
Right, you're getting better.
You're getting better, Brandon.
You're not bad, dude.
You've been doing this for like 10 minutes and already better.
You're better than me already.
In fact, you're doing so much better, Brandon.
Mm.
You're doing so well.
Have you got something else, Adam?
Man.
We're giving you your first endorsement.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Sir, we need you to cut
that took me 5 years.
I know it did, Jenna, but Brandon's on the fast track right now. Brandon, you get a 30-second commercial. You got to hit 30 seconds on the dot.
Seconds.
Or you're going to get in trouble with the sales department. You don't want to mess with the sales department. They make you money.
All right.
All right? Shannon, do we have a commercial bed? Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Brandon Tommy, and I'm here to tell you about my friends over at Vanity Crafters. To celebrate the upcoming March Equinox, Vanity Crafters is having a huge march down.
Get
great deals at all of your favorite styles of frames made of wood, glass material, jello, parts of old hamster cages, and of course, wood. Again.
Oh, good.
Vanity Crafters will Equinox be undersold. So be sure to see them at over 123 Fake Street or give them a call to set up a consultation at 555-I, that's 555-E-Y-E-E. The extra E is for the Equinox. Vanity Crafters, it's like looking through nothing at all.
Very good, Brandon.
I think that was a commercial we made out here before.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Where are they located again? I got to go get me some glasses with that glasses
Thanks,
material.
Thanks, Brandon.
Brandon,
you're on your way, dude.
You keep plugging away. You're still early in your
Just
career.
Find a way to make your show a little bit more unique so you stand out from the other college DJs.
Okay.
Yeah. That woo thing, jumping up
woo
and down.
Thing, yeah.
Get excited about that. Shake it up.
Go towards top 40. You got that look.
Yeah.
You got that. You got the vibe. You can do it. Got to keep pushing. You feel good about it?
I feel great.
Did we make your dream come true, Brandon?
You have.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you all so much.
You want to send a shout out?
A little bit.
Feel better than
I feel a lot better.
Are you turned up right now?
I am.
Turned up.
The more you do it, the less nervous you get.
Brandon got me all hyped up.
Yeah, the 10,000-hour rule.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck, Brandon. If you need any advice from us, don't ask Al.
No, don't ask me. My advice would be just to buy a limousine service.
Buy a limousine.
Yeah, that's how I got into it.
No, we will. If you need advice, go ahead and call us. We're all available for
We're
you.
We're here for you, man. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Caller 10 at
810.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning
Show. All right, Kelly, calm down. Sean Lowe is in the building.
He is a married man, and I respect that.
And not only is he married, you got
This is the new Kelly.
You got a date and all that kind of stuff.
She got a man.
Oh, you need to tell us about this real quick. This missed encounter that you had with your...
I think that takes more than a minute. Yeah, we're going to do that.
Oh, man, I love this story.
We're going to talk about
it. Okay.
We just need a lot more time for that than 1 minute. But we'll talk to Sean Lowe. He's got a new book coming out. He's one of the only successful bachelors in bachelor history.
Is his book about that, or is his book about something else?
I'm sure he touches a little bit about that.
But he does.
In other words, you don't know what his book is about?
Not right in front of me, no. That's why he's going to come on the show to tell us what
the book
is about.
Out of some of the pieces that I've read, he has some good relationship advice.
Yeah,
really?
Does it have my interest?
Because they are happy. Him and Catherine are happy. They bought a house. They live together. She moved out to the city where he lives. Everything's going very well.
Does this book have a lot of pictures in it?
No, I doubt pictures.
I need pictures.
I mean, we were going to look it up, but we had a meltdown because our internet went out.
We got no
It's still
internet.
Down. We can't even use our phones to get on the internet. How bad is that?
It's crippling. It's sad how crippling it is when internet goes down.
We might have been hacked. Somebody might have jammed us up.
That's what's crazy. I can't even get it on my phone.
No. Why would you want to hack us?
I'm serious. If you walk into some government offices, they have something that goes where you can't use your phone, you can't use anything. So
it could be the competition.
It might be North Korea.
North Korea wants to take us off there.
Could be them DJs across town. You know how they don't like us.
Oh, if they're bringing the heat to us, we'll bring the heat right on back.
We're going to go, egg your station van.
No, we're not going to egg it because we don't want Justin Bieber incidents.
I hope that didn't affect the last-minute online voting for the Voice Factor Idol. I bet it did.
Our internet's down, but... Yeah,
how can we get the results? We can't even access the internet to see who won.
Lucky for you, we got the results, Kelly.
And it crashed yesterday.
At least up to when the internet crashed. So
wow, y'all had that many people vote that it crashed our internet.
There was a lot.
Our website.
This is executive producer Mikey. He also does Flush the Format for us.
Mike.
Oh, yeah. So if you guys missed the songs yesterday, here is Kelly singing her Voice Factor Idol song.
Violent, I'm giving up mac and cheese. It's going to rock my world. Bring it to my knees. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl. For Lent, giving up mac and cheese. It's gonna rock my world. Mm-hmm. The pain, bringing me to my knees. You know I'm a mac and cheese girl.
The topic was please, what you're giving up for Lent. Mm-hmm. That was the topic the girls had to sing about for the Voice Factor Idol.
We had a lot of guys on Facebook email about the effect that your voice and that song had on them.
Kelly's voice is outstanding.
Yeah. Well, see, you had to watch my... I gave it my all. Because I know Jenna schools me on her rapping skills. There's no way I can compete with that, so you have to work with what you got.
Yeah, because I can't.
And mine is my sexuality.
She had the booby bounce.
I feel like I'm Dr. Dre with Jenna. Like, I discovered this white girl rapper.
Oh, please. Just because I can write to us already very popular, successful songs.
I feel like you were discovered. This was Jenna's parody song.
The Lord be putting it down. I'll be heaven bound. I told y'all mother, nope, I'm not cussing now. Put the Cheetos down. I'm lasting 40 days. And if you tip me, fool, then get out my way. Craving chocolate now. Then hook up with Al. I just love the way that sugar tastes. Amen. Please, God, help me now. Because life's so boring now. But let's all get down. Get your lint on.
Get your lint
on. Get your lint on. Get your lint on.
You went online at kidnation.com. That's KIDDNation.com. Voted. Or your favorite.
Right. I have a feeling it's closer than I thought. I have a feeling
with no doubt that Kelly won.
Okay.
I don't know. It's really yours, honest to God. If people will be honest, yours was better.
I wish I would quit talking about the other one.
I know. Can you guys just say I'll whoop you one time?
Yeah. I'm just getting on my nerves. So
you'd be all nice to each other.
You're so confident every time you do it.
All right. Was it a close race, Mikey?
No. Last week was close between you and Al.
Yeah.
You won. Al moved down to the loser bracket.
It wasn't close.
This week it was not close.
Oh.
We had over 21,000 members of Kid Nation vote.
Wow.
With 63% of the votes. 63%.
Okay.
This week's winner, a Voice Factor Idol round two.
I mean, the other person had 37%.
Is Kelly.
Kelly.
Whoa. I knew it.
Oh, calm down there, Taylor Swift.
Which means next week, the loser bracket will feature Jenna and Big Al.
Oh, hell no.
I conquered the giant.
You did.
I slayed the dragon.
Yeah. You took down the champion.
This is woman. Do y'all remember? This is the woman.
I know.
I hate this bit.
I'm not doing it again after this. It ruins my day. Y'all don't even know.
What do you mean you're not doing it?
Oh, my God.
People I got to do it again now. I got to win. But
yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Kelly. I got to go up against Jenna.
You know what Kelly doesn't want to do it again? Is because she knows she's going to win the championship, and she wants to go out as a champion forever.
JC, it's me against you.
I know. We got a bye week.
Because next week it's Al against Jenna. Well, they've been down that road before.
Black dude doing country and the white girl doing rap.
Yeah.
Let's see. No, wait a minute.
We went in the finals
last
time.
That's right. Oh, again. Oh, she whooped my butt.
But now we're playing for the loser bracket, so I don't care.
Yeah. Let me just say real quick, thank you for everybody voting for me. I really appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah. You do. But Kelly would go on and thank you on social media, but
I can't.
Our internet's down.
I mean, all the way down.
Like so
non-existent.
Down. I think I'm depressed.
Don't we have a dial-up or something around here somewhere?
I don't know what to do. I can't even get it on my phone now.
Like, I just kind of hate life right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This means we have to look at each other and talk to each other.
Yeah. How did they used to
doesn't
do radio?
Doesn't it work if you turn your Wi-Fi off? Doesn't it work on data?
Yeah, but our reception here
that's
sucks.
That's what's weird. My
phone on your phone.
No,
I mean.
Yeah, no. I always have data roaming on, and it's not working.
I have internet just fine right here. So y'all can come use my internet.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You set up a hotspot?
No, it's working fine in the building. So y'all can come on my little
range. Hotspot. Let me see if I'm hotspot.
You can pull up the internet.
Yeah, it's working fine.
No Prove way. It. Google it's... something.
Yeah. What is the square root?
I think she knows.
No, I don't want to give a square root. You need a calculator for that.
I have 666 unread emails in my inbox, and I want to get rid of one of those.
Shannon,
I don't like that number. 666.
Who's the third president of the United States?
What is the square root of 144? 12.
That's
Everybody
easy.
Knows that.
Everybody knows 12 times 12 is 144. Who's the third president of the United States? Quick.
Was it Adams?
Jefferson.
Oh. Don't give her the answer. She's Googling. That's why I had to give her one that I kind of knew.
Who was second?
Thomas Jefferson.
Boom. Adams was second. Okay. Adams somewhere.
Okay.
See, I don't know. Internet,
Shannon's
so,
internet's
and
working.
And I'm going to lock my door so y'all can't come
that
in.
That is not fair that your internet is working. We'll figure this out. We'll get internet.
Will we?
How did they used to do radio?
I can tell you what Wi-Fi network I'm on if you are very nice.
My gosh, do you think people have to like read newspapers and go to the library and do stuff?
Yeah.
And then come in and just do a radio show where they talk?
That's what it used to be.
See, during the breaks, we just get online. We don't actually talk to each other.
No.
We
just
do.
Yeah.
But now we got to.
Even though this would be like my dream was sort of kind of boyfriend when his phone's broken and there's no internet.
Oh, I got hotspot.
I'm like, oh, you
got
to hang out with me now.
Sort of kind of boyfriend. He's still on the kind of stage.
Y'all can get on my hotspot. I got hotspot.
You do have a hotspot?
For you?
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joining us in studio is a former bachelor, now married man, now author. All the ladies were going crazy. He's our favorite bachelor of all time.
For sure.
His name is Sean Lowe. Get to know him with this montage.
A year ago, I'm living a normal 9-to-5 life. And now, here I am. I'm the bachelor. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. I never would have dreamed I'd be in this position right now.
I'm always wearing a shirt. So it's funny because I'm the shirtless bachelor, and that's how everyone knows me. I don't think I've ever used the term born-again virgin in my life.
Because everyone's using it about you.
I've made the personal choice where I think it's probably better for me if I wait until marriage, yeah.
My life is dancing. I mean, that's it. I eat, sleep, and breathe dancing, which is kind of scary.
Sean Lowe, everybody.
Sean Lowe.
My life is still dancing.
Yeah, is it still dancing, Sean? When's the last time you did that?
No. As soon as that show was over, Dancing with the Stars, I forgot everything I learned.
Where's your
really?
Wife?
Really?
Yeah. You know, I see Mark Cuban at the gym, and on Saturdays, he's like doing the Zumba class with 100 other women.
Yeah.
He's like, I found the love of dance, and I did not find the love of dance on that show.
Honestly, there's not that many ballrooms where you can go and dance with your wife. I mean, there's not like supper clubs like there used
Wait,
to be,
Wait, does
I
Mark
guess.
Cuban wear the skirt?
No, he's passionate about that Zumba, though.
He loves it.
I get in his way. I get out of the gym. When he comes in, I leave because Mark makes a beeline to Zumba.
Al, you haven't been to the gym in 3 months.
Oh,
when I do go to the gym, Mark Cuban is on the way to Zumba, and I leave.
So, Sean, you wrote a book called For the Right Reasons, and it's actually on the New York Times bestsellers list.
Yeah.
So you're a bestseller.
Who would have thought? Not
so
me.
Are you not a State Farm insurance salesman anymore?
No.
Okay, because I have State Farm. I was going to switch to you if you were still doing this.
Selling insurance was awful. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that's what you were doing when you went on The Bachelorette the first time.
Yeah, I only did that because I just had a business that failed, and it's like, all right, I got to get into something safe. There's nothing safer than insurance.
Right.
And that's what my family does.
Your brother-in-law was.
Yeah, but after a couple months, I wanted to kill myself. It's terrible.
So your job now is being Sean Lowe.
Well, right? I do all kinds of stuff. I do some oil and gas stuff and real estate stuff, and I travel a lot. Do a lot of speaking.
What made you, at what moment, was it like during The Bachelor or just after that you were like, I want to write a book?
After. When someone approached me, I never gave it any thought until someone asked me, like, hey, would you be interested in maybe writing a book and telling your story? And then I thought, you know, so many people come up to me and they're like, how come you're so different from all the other Bachelors? Or how come you're not as sleazy as they were? Like, we just want to hear your story. And I thought that would be a great opportunity.
Because when you went into as The Bachelor, because you did Emily Maynard's season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they asked you to be The Bachelor. Were you
Emily!
Yeah, Kelly doesn't forget.
When you're chasing her around, what were you, Prague or something?
Yeah.
Croatia. Yeah.
You guys do not forget.
No, we don't forget.
Sean's ripping his shirt off.
You know what? That could be your next Halloween costume. You just run around, Emily! All night. Everybody will know.
I don't think Catherine would like that. But were you nervous because of how the other Bachelors were portrayed? Because a lot of them come off as DBs at the end of the season.
I was worried for you. I warned
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I was. Because everybody loves you on The Bachelorette because you only get a little bit of screen time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when you're The Bachelor and people see you all the time, every week, people get sick of you and they start hating on you and people look like DBs at the end. And so that was a concern. And I'm thankful I made it out alive and people still seem to like me okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. We love you.
That doesn't always happen.
No, we do want people to read your book.
It happens to most of The Bachelors that have two lips. You have to.
Yeah.
Al,
be
it.
Nice.
Yeah, people seem to like you okay, but people don't really seem to like, Prince Farming?
Well,
he's taking some heat.
He is taking a lot of heat. Mm-hmm. Sean, I asked him some stuff off the air, because I'm like, this is the circle of trust, Sean, you can tell me anything. He's like, no, I can talk about it on the air. And you were saying that he wasn't originally going to be The Bachelor this season, right?
Well, I was campaigning for my race car driving buddy, Ari.
So was
and
I.
So was Kelly.
From what I understand, the show, the producers that make the show, they wanted Ari as well. But Warner Horizon is the company that actually funds the production of the show. They've got some new execs, and they were getting nervous. Like, Ari hadn't been on TV in 2 years. We want to go with the safe choice, which would have been Chris, because he had just come off The Bachelorette.
Uh-huh.
And so they actually told Ari he was going to be The Bachelor. They even flew down, had a camera crew, filmed him telling his family he was going to be the next Bachelor.
So
then they pull the rug out from underneath him and make Chris the Bachelor.
Oh, no,
I know
they've
got to be regretting it.
And
it's got to be.
It was a safe Bachelor, but too safe. You know, almost, like the only people that are making the show worthwhile are the girls this season. Because you had he had a bunch of crazy
He's had some crazy chicks,
like crazy eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have to do like a psychiatric test before you go on there?
Yeah.
You revealed in your book, right? You had to do a lot of things that the public normally doesn't know about.
Yeah, you got like a 500 questionnaire tests asking you, like, if you get mad, do you ever think about kicking dogs and like really crazy stuff? And they're doing this psych eval. But obviously, here's what I've realized also. Okay. They've got to make an entertaining TV show, so they've got to put crazy chicks in. So I think they put half the girls they think might be compatible with Chris. The other half are just going to be crazy and make good TV.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the thing with Chris is he doesn't have much to say. I feel like when you were on The Bachelor and you had a moment to be on stage with a girl that you were, you know, potentially going to fall in love with,
right,
you had something deep and sensitive to say to the girl, and then you would give her the rose. Chris Sewells was on an episode with Big and Rich on stage, has the whole crowd. Did you see this?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And he has this rose, and he goes, would you like this rose? And that was it.
But
he's very simple. He's not very verbose.
My man is very good at making out with girls when things get tense.
You know,
screw using your words. I'm going to go for the makeout.
And I make corn.
I make corn.
I'm like, you make corn? Wow.
I make corn.
That's amazing.
You think he's the victim of editing? Because they kind of
I honestly don't. The show goes out of their way to protect the Bachelor, to make him look as good as possible.
So this is as good as possible.
Oh, my God.
So there's more kissing probably that we've never seen.
Oh,
no,
I'm sure of that.
We're talking about his interview because he never has anything to say.
No, that's the thing. That's the highlight reel. Can you imagine all the editing, the footage they have to go through, if that's the best?
Because the girl told me I was in Playboy. He's like dumbfounded.
Nothing.
Okay. Why didn't even say okay?
Why would you look at those pictures? If you're not going to end up with that girl, and at that point, I'm sure he knew he wasn't going to end up with her. Like, You were just asking for trouble.
Would you know as a bachelor if a girl was potentially in Playboy before? Like, would there be anybody telling you, hey, there's a
I really thought that was curious because that's one of the questions they ask you when they're vetting you for the show.
Yeah.
Do you have any nude photos that might surface?
Right.
Obviously, she had some. So I'm surprised she got on the show in the first
place. Well, I would think they would want that because they want some scandal to come up.
That's some good scandal.
And she made it pretty far. And then he dumped her after he told her, oh, it's not going to affect our relationship. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Sean, if she'd been a contestant on your season and you had no clue and she just like kind of busted that open, would you have said,
oh, gosh.
Sure, I'll look.
Here's the thing. If she regretted it, I mean, that's a tough thing to deal with. But if she really regretted it, I could probably look past it. But it looked like she was fine with it. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure our lives are really aligning.
Right. Oh, come on, insurance man.
You also, in your book, you go into detail. I know we want people to read it, but there's some stuff that you talked about. The behind-the-scenes stuff. You have to pack an outfit for all the rose ceremonies.
Yeah. That's really tough, even for a guy.
What if you're
women especially?
They don't give you guys clothes?
No, when you're one of the contestants, they don't give you anything. And you don't know where you're going, what the climate's going to be like. Uh-huh. So I brought like 6 bags full of stuff. Just
oh wow!
And you could go home the first night after all
that. Yeah, and that's what so many girls do. They spend thousands of dollars buying these nice dresses, and then they get sent home the first
night. That's why they're crying. Probably it's not because they got eliminated. I packed all these clothes.
Yeah, leave the tags on.
But at least she has outfits she hasn't worn on camera yet. Because your wife, Catherine, is probably does she still have all those clothes that she wore?
Yeah, I think she does.
Does she ever pull them out like it's rose ceremony night?
I don't think so. But the other day, we celebrated our 1-year anniversary. And so I wanted to surprise her. And she's big about me doing like really special cutesy type stuff. And so I put on my suit and I made a little bachelor date card like aww. Harrison would draw out, you know?
Yeah.
And then I surprised her. I told her we're going to go back to where we got married in Santa Barbara.
Aww.
And that's how I surprised
her.
Cool.
Look at you, Sean. Nice. We're talking with Sean Lowe, former bachelor. He's now married to Catherine, the girl he picked on The Bachelor, happily married, just celebrated the first anniversary. Got a new book, For the Right Reasons.
Yeah, and one part of the book I read, actually, just because you're talking about doing nice things for your wife, I didn't realize the book was going to be so much kind of relationship wisdom. And we can make fun of guys for being cheesy, but I love something you said, because I think this is an issue a lot of, I know I have it in relationships, and you said, don't be the guy who showers his date with compliments instead of actually having a conversation of substance and depth. And I think that's what's so difficult. I was reading the 5 love languages last night, and it's so funny because it's like guys just thinking compliment a girl.
Mm-hmm.
We talk all the time. No, but I like really want to talk.
Yeah.
Like, I really like want to talk about our like day or things of meaning.
Plus, everybody knows that guy that does nothing but compliments the girl he's chasing after. Oh, you're so beautiful. Mm-hmm. I had so much fun. I can't wait to see you again. And the girl's thinking like there's no depth to this relationship. And so the guy is just left behind because she's not interested. And so many guys fall into that trap.
Yeah, you got to make sure you ask them. You also,
talk to them.
Yes, Al, and not just talk, like we talk.
But do you give guys tips on conversation starters? I mean, it's one thing to tell a guy to have a deep conversation. Okay, well, what am I supposed to, they really are clueless.
That's going to be my second book. I'm going to have to dive into that.
Yeah. Conversation starters.
You also drop a bombshell in your book. You went into the fantasy suite with Emily Maynard. They made us think you don't.
You dropped a bombshell in your book?
Yeah, so, you know.
She went into the fantasy suite.
I thought she didn't go to any fantasy suites. Right,
so I was so confident back then thinking, I'm the dude she's going to choose. I knew it because she told me, she said, listen, I'm only going to do this with you, but we're going to look like we're going to wrap up the date, but then we're going to go to the fantasy suite and we can just hang out. And so that's exactly what we did. And I think I walked her back to her place at like 4 in the morning, but we spent like 4 hours, no cameras. And so I'm thinking, if she's only doing it with me, then she must want to choose me.
Right. So you walk
Of course,
into
it was that same week she sent me home, and I found out she did it with the other guys.
Are you serious?
Oh, she went in there with everybody?
Everybody.
And she made it where
Emily
she looked.
Emily Maynard.
See, that's not right, because then she didn't want her daughter to see her going into fantasy suite, so they let her do that.
Yeah.
We understand that, but still.
Do you think she hooked up with the other guys?
If I had to guess, I'd say probably.
Who she ended up picking? I don't even remember.
That's why Sean got let go, because he didn't, maybe. Yeah.
She picked Jeff, the skater.
Oh, yeah, skater.
Guy.
Poofy Jeff.
Yeah, the water guy.
Yeah.
1F Jeff. Guy. Yeah, water guy.
Yeah, he, like, does water.
Yeah.
He gives people water.
He has a water company for charity.
I make water.
Well, it's really good you didn't end up with her.
Who do you still keep in touch with from your bachelor season?
Race car driving Ari.
Is Ari happy?
Yeah, he's dating some new girl. I saw they just went on vacation in Hawaii, so he's got to be happy.
Temporary.
Kelly, you have a man.
I do. Sort of.
Maybe, would he be the next, would he,
It's been too long now.
Yeah, I think he's too far gone now.
It's too late.
Can't they go with a total stranger at some point? I mean, I understand familiarity.
That's what it used to be.
But you just can't say it.
I can't say it without the area. But can't they just pluck somebody out of...
I think it's two things. They want the audience at home to have some type of connection, which they usually do if you come off The Bachelorette. The other thing is, it's like these days are grueling. You're working like 16-hour days, 7 days a week. And so they said in the past when they've just plucked somebody out, it's like they're not prepared for it, and they have a really difficult time keeping up with production and all that.
How do you... Because when you guys start the seasons, everybody's like in incredible shape. And you guys are... Like, you guys... The girls are ripped up. The guys are ripped up. Everybody's ripped.
Yeah.
How do you guys continue to stay in that sort of...
They don't all.
Right?
You go back and watch my season. Like, I started in pretty good shape, and then at the end, and when I was in Thailand, I had like a belly, walking around like Hulk Hogan with my belly out, arms out.
You see some of the girls, too. Towards the end, their bikini figure isn't quite as tight as it was, but you sit around the house all day, and all there is to do is eat and drink.
Oh, you're eating room service for 3 months, not working out, so you're going to get fat.
Here's another bombshell he drops in his book, and he talks about it. You guys don't eat the date food?
Yeah, that's the question I get asked so often. We don't eat the date food. Those microphones pick up everything. Yeah. So watching someone eat's not entertaining in the first place. But even if you did, you're going to pick up the chewing noises, which is kind of gross. So we would eat in the hotel while we were getting ready for the date before we went on the date.
So it's fake food.
It's fake food, yeah.
Were you surprised by Andy and Josh ending their engagement?
Yeah, I was really shocking. I was with them at the Bachelor premiere, which was on a Monday. They seemed fine. In fact, Tuesday morning, I had breakfast with Josh. Nice guy.
Yeah.
Wednesday, they're done, so... Took me by surprise.
He didn't even tell you that anything was going on wrong? Or
nothing.
Nothing.
Maybe he didn't know.
Now, speaking of the intel you may have, we were just talking about this before we interviewed you. Sean Lowe, do you have any intel to who may be the next Bachelorette? Because I don't know which girl they would pick.
It's going to be tough. If I had to guess, I would say the Canadian girl that likes to tell the vulgar jokes and stuff.
Caitlin.
Yeah.
With a K.
I think she's the only viable option.
Yeah, you can't have Britt because she fake cried.
Yeah.
Obvious.
Oh, but
fake
she's
cried.
So pretty.
Oh, no, she fake cried.
I think people have found out she's a little fake, though.
Yeah, she's a little fake.
Yeah.
And then you can't do the other blonde girl because she got too into crazy land. So you would think that Caitlin.
Yeah, but you know what would be great TV?
What?
The crazy girl Kelsey, whose
Onion.
Husband died.
Oh, no.
That would be some great
girl.
TV.
No, Onion Girl.
No,
Kelsey.
Onion Girl.
The girl that saw that's an onion. that one.
Yeah, big eyes, yeah.
No,
big eyes.
Kelsey, whose husband died, she was the one that
creepy.
I would expect to see on like an episode of Snapped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sean.
That's good TV.
And we already had that story with Emily. You know.
Are we ever going to have a black bachelor?
Hey, listen, I was campaigning, before Ari, I was campaigning for Markell, who was on the last season.
Exactly. Sharp dress exactly. Markell.
Yeah. Here's the deal. He appealed to everybody.
Yeah.
Black girls, white girls.
Yeah.
Any kind of girls.
Right.
Well-spoken, very articulate.
Sharp
dresser. Seemed like he had some good morals.
Yeah.
Someone that America could get behind.
Right.
They didn't choose him. So I don't know.
I mean, I know it's not your call, but I mean, do you think, is there a reason? I mean, what's the deal? I'm getting into your head.
I mean, if I had to really guess, I would say that they're just terrified that they're going to lose viewers because maybe the white viewers aren't going to feel as attached to a black bachelor. But that's just
a
guess.
Well, maybe the audience of the show is more of a white audience. I don't know. I haven't looked at. They do break it down.
It's definitely more of a white audience.
Oh yeah.
You know what's going to fix that? Empire.
Right.
Empire's fixing
everything.
Are you watching
that, Sean?
No.
Oh, you need to watch it.
They are addicted.
Sean. Dude, you
Empire
need to watch
so good.
Watch some Empire, Sean.
I'm good on that.
Fix everything.
I know you write
seem like Sean's tech.
I know you're busy writing books and
number one sellers.
We love TV. We're getting ready for House of Cards. That's what I'm excited for.
That's your show?
Right. Yeah, Sean was telling me him and Catherine just stay in these days and watch Netflix.
Old married couple.
Well, that's a nice
thing. I'm going to be your mother.
By the way,
when are you giving us a grandbaby, Sean?
That's a million-dollar question. Catherine likes to talk about it, like, maybe we should start at some point, but man, so I like being, being able to travel when we want, do whatever we want.
I told Sean he could borrow my kids for a weekend and he'll buy them like 4 more years.
Is there a bachelor baby?
Yeah.
The one. By the way, we have a signed copy of For the Right Reasons that was written by Sean Lowe. Go to kidnation.com for a chance to win that. And if we want to buy the book, where can we go, Sean?
Any major retailer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart,
they still have
anywhere.
Bookstores?
Oh, yeah. when's the movie coming out? The Life movie.
And who's playing you?
It's going to be a cheesy Lifetime movie. I don't know who's going to play me.
50 Shades of Low.
Well, Sean, I know you're busy. You're going around the world talking about your book. Thank you for taking time out of your day to come talk to us.
Always love it.
Where
thank you
for having
me.
Next?
L.A. on Sunday.
L.A. on Sunday. Look at Sean traveling everywhere. Thank you for joining us, buddy.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Tonight is the night, Kelly Raspberry.
Yes.
It's a real adult date.
Kelly downloaded the app Tinder, which is a dating app.
Yep.
You swipe left if you don't like them. You swipe right if you do like them. She quit that app. And for some reason, one day, you decide, hey.
Out of curiosity.
What's going on in the Tinder world?
She was at her mom's house, right?
And you were at my mom's house? I don't know.
We cutting were... a steak. And you said, this steak sure is tender. Huh. Yeah. I'm going to get back on Tinder.
That's your version.
Like you were there.
So right. You get on Tinder, and you start looking at dudes, and you swipe right on this gentleman we now call Tinder Bear.
He needs a new nickname, but that'll come, because that one sounds a little soft.
It'll
I'm
come
sure
in time.
He doesn't like it.
He actually doesn't mind.
He's close in age. He's close in vicinity. He has children as well.
Yeah.
So basically perfect.
So basically they
get matches.
They talked hours on the phone and it's gone well.
Yeah, he actually didn't want to text with you. He said, I want to call you and talk to you
like
in
two
person.
Or three texts in. This is I'm telling you guys, listen to me. When a man does that, that is hot.
Yeah.
So hot. That's
you
what...
can text. You can text for weeks and there's no I mean, come on. It's like, come on, just pick up the phone. Women need to hear the sound of your voice. It's just the truth.
That's what Kelly said. She said, you know how I knew this guy was a good guy? He wanted to speak to me on the phone.
Almost immediately. He's like,
taking charge.
That's it. Yeah, taking charge of the situation.
So you guys went on your lunch date, met
went
in person.
Went on the lunch date and it was fine.
Went well.
And then a couple of nights later we were talking and I went to bed. And the next morning when I woke up, he had sent me this article on my Facebook. He sent me a, you know, the message, private message.
Yeah.
When I say private message, that sounds so dirty. It was just an article that he wanted me to read.
Between you two.
Yeah. And my email, my Facebook email. Well, what happens in Facebook is if you are messaging back and forth with someone in emails, your previous message history pops up.
Yes.
But there shouldn't be any because you guys just met.
I know what you're talking about. You get a message and you're like, oh, I must have missed one a few weeks ago from a friend.
Yeah,
my bad.
The old message history. And actually, no, we determined we had met before. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I did not remember it because it happened to be... You'll find out in a second.
Okay, all right.
When I might not have been in my right frame of mind.
Oh, two to three drink, Kelly.
That's it was a little bit more than that.
So he sends you an article through Facebook.
He sends me an article through Facebook, and I see, oh my God, there's a previous message from him?
What?
I'm like, I don't remember this.
From when?
Scroll up to January 27th, 2010.
5 years ago.
5 years. Well, okay, what was it?
Five
years ago, on January 27th, he wrote, okay, so I'm on Facebook and you show up as someone I should add as a friend. You know how you get those suggestions?
Yeah. Right, right.
He said, I'm thinking, huh, she looks familiar. Long story short, I met you a couple of times at live shows. I was a guest of Lee Leipzner from Columbia Records.
Which you guys talked about.
Yeah, that's
mutual
our,
friend.
That's our record honcho friend.
He and I go way back, so it hits me, duh, that's Kelly Raspberry. I thought I'd share. So I wrote back, oh, I love Lee. I wish you'd get to Dallas more often. I'm sure I would remember you if I saw you again.
Homeboy made the play.
Then he reminds me where we met.
This was also in 2010 when he reminded you.
Oh, we remember this night.
Well, okay, so, okay, a little bit. I'm getting a little bit out of order. So anyway, he said, da-da-da-da. He said, so are you going to be going to the John Mayer show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming up in March. And I said, well, I hope I'm there. I don't have tickets, but I might have a connection or two. Ha ha, I promise I'll go light on drinking that night. He said, yeah, I think you might have a shot at tickets. Give us a call and I'll try and remember you. And he gives me his phone number. And I never called him.
So this is because you didn't see it or you just didn't call?
And I went. I went to that John Mayer concert. And I met John Mayer. And I'm in a photo with John Mayer and Lee Leipzner and Kid Craddock.
And I bet he was
there. And someone else. I forget, someone else that worked with us. But there's someone else in the photo.
I bet it's him. Later on, I was like, how did... Because I didn't call him, but I asked him later on. This was January 28th. Uh-huh. I asked Lee when we met, because I couldn't remember this guy. And he said it was at Duran Duran. I said, that's not the night of the show when I was super drunk, was it? I'm convinced someone put something in my drink that night. Remember?
I remember.
And please tell me I didn't embarrass myself. He said, if it was at the last Kiss Goodnight show. Pictures of you.
Pictures yes!
Yes! That's the day that you had the tour bus in front of your house.
Yeah!
I'm like, oh my God.
That was the next morning. She brought the lead singer to the
Zumba.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Man, she got a ride to work in the tour bus. I wasn't here for that.
I didn't ride in the tour bus.
It was Bring Your Rockstar.
I had to get
Bring Your Rockstar to work day today.
Yeah. It was bad.
So we became pretty good friends with this band, Last Good Night. And
they're not together anymore. He's moved on. He's married.
He is.
I think his wife's pregnant now. I don't know. I keep up with him on Facebook a little bit. But anyway, night. That's when he met me.
You walk out probably with the lead singer.
You need to go back in time and see what you had going on right back then, because you had guys like crawling for you.
She was obviously, though, so tunnel vision on, you know, whatever she was into at the moment. Maybe it was the younger guy, or maybe that was her.
I don't know what it was.
It was her groupie phase.
There may have been two or three other ones.
It was Kelly's groupie phase.
It wasn't a groupie phase. It was just I had my groove on. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Right after I got divorced, I thought nobody's going to want me. I've got a new baby. I'm getting older. I left and right.
Kelly had rock stars going after her.
It was all.
Kelly had businessmen.
No,
Kelly had just random black dudes at the mall asking her for
her
phone number.
They would literally stop me in the mall and ask me for my number. And I'm like, what am I doing? I wasn't doing anything differently, but there was just some vibe or something I was giving off.
Yeah, you were just putting out the come and get it vibe.
And then one day it went away.
He just caught you at the wrong time.
So have you stopped yourself since then, like subsequently, and thought, okay, 5 years, if... Not that you can go back and change anything, because it's great that he's in your life again, but what would you have missed out on if you had started dating him
I'll never know.
Because, watching it's not Downton like you've had a super long-term relationship. You had the Vegas fling. Was there anything real substantial that you're like, well, I had this?
Substantial.
I'm glad that it was a misconnection for the last 5 years.
You know what? Maybe it was just the wrong timing for a lot of reasons, but it was my fault. I never followed up. And now I brought it up to him. He's like, well, I was just probably trying to be friendly. I was like, why don't you just let me have this that you wanted me 5 years ago?
So fast forward now, you're going out with the same dude that you missed a connection on 5 years
ago. Facebook messaged me 5 years ago.
And you got a date with him tonight.
Isn't that weird?
Don't mess it up this time Kelly.
That's exciting.
It's it's full circle.
Did you get a new outfit or anything? I mean, what's the plan?
I didn't. I can't. This one pair of pants, Jenna, you've been in this boat. There's one pair of pants I want to wear tonight. I can't find them anywhere.
Yeah.
I have looked in the dirty clothes basket. I have looked in the clean clothes basket. I have looked on every hanger in my house. I cannot find these stupid pants.
Have you looked on the tour bus?
Tour bus.
That is a tour bus.
Maybe we should call Gabe Porta from Cover Starship.
He's the one that ruined my mojo.
My every morning can't find it. Kelly, we could go to the mall.
I don't have time.
You don't have time to go to the mall? You have a big date tonight. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
Time.
Don't go in your overalls. I mean, get something new.
I don't own overalls anymore, thanks to you.
Okay, I think black jeans or your black...
I always
wear
black
leggings because that's a good look, and wear some heels still.
And you need to shave your legs and stuff.
Shave your legs.
Yeah, make sure, because just in case, you know.
No, I'm not going to shave my legs.
No, shave.
That's
Kelly.
The curse. That always means good things start happening when you don't shave.
Yeah, because you'll have a couple drinks and then you forget that you didn't shave.
Hey, actually, Kelly, here, let me just give you my purse razor in case you need it later.
Yeah, right.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.